Let's wrap up a Monday. How else could we do it? Hit it.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
No way I went over the top with this one.
By the
no
way, Raymond Burr talking about, it's like, yeah, it's big and bad. It's Godzilla.
It's pretty big and bad. On to the Richter scale. I'm going to bring up some things that happened over the weekend, and I'm going to see how much they ranked, how much Steve was paying attention to them, if you will. The Lakers, Steve, had an epically bad season. Some blame the ghost of Kobe Bryant for most of that. The youngsters for not growing up, including the mess that was D'Angelo Russell and Swaggy P. But no one seemed to want to throw the guy in charge under the bus. That is until the team fired Byron Scott over the weekend. His record over his time with L.A., 38-126. Wow. That's not very good. How much did the Lakers firing their worst coach ever shake up your world?
Magic had like half that losses over his career. They did it in 2 years.
Actually, statistically, the worst coach in Lakers history.
So how much did it shake up my world? You knew it was coming. And there was, on a different weekend, if like only three or four things went down, I'd have it registering. I'm going to go a one.
When Jonathan F. Football was back in the news, because why not? Go figure. It wasn't because of something he did on the field. I guess you'd have to be on a field to be able to make news
yes.
on a field. No, JFF was served with an indictment by the Dallas Police Department for hitting his ex-girlfriend. Always the charmer Johnny Manziel is. Already having been dropped by two agents, all of his endorsement partners, and the Browns, now JFF faces a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. But hey, I heard he at least had fun at Coachella this year. How much did JFF's indictment shake wow. things up for you?
I'll tell you what, because of the way he's conducting himself and the injury this poor woman suffered, I'd rather stuff like this didn't happen, but at least you get to shine somewhat of a light of justice on it. So I'm going to say I'm more pleased than it shook up my world. So I'm going to give it a 5.
The Blackhawks made an incredible comeback against the Blues in Game 6 over the weekend. 5 unanswered goals to move to 15-1 in Game 6's under coach Joel Quenneville. By the way, so they were down 3-1 early on, and it looked like their season was over when they just kind of decided to be the Blackhawks again and went off. It included an empty netter at the end, but the 5 unanswered was an incredible performance on the brink of elimination. How much did the Blackhawks win over the Blues? Game 6 rank for you?
A lot. I was stoked. That was a great game. I want to see Kane advance. I'm going to go 7.5.
Obviously, the biggest news in the NBA over the weekend revolved around the right knee of Steph Curry. Had a nice first half against the Rockets. Then on the last play before halftime, slips on a random wet spot on the floor, sprains his MCL. Diagnosis today means 2 weeks on the shelf for the NBA's best player. In response, the Warriors set the record for three-pointers in the second half and won by a whole bunch. Crazy game, crazy situation, but it appears the Warriors are a really good team still without Steph, and the Rockets remain kings of the underachievers. How much did Steph going down then the Warriors running away shake things up?
I'll tell you what, this thing that he'll be back, fill in the blank. Really? What if he practices and he can't play? This is a 9. This could completely alter the landscape of the 2016 playoffs. This is huge.
Speaking of best players in a sport, Bryce Harper did something else insane. Nationals wanted to give him a day off, so they had him sit against the Twins. Well, heading into the ninth, the Nats were down 1. So Dusty Baker decided to dust off his 23-year-old behemoth. I think he's 23. Is he 23 or 24?
I think 4.
24-year-old behemoth. Put him into pinch hit. Harper responded by hitting his major league leading 9th home run and getting his major league leading 23rd RBI. Then the Nats won in extra innings. The kid gained a fan in you by going at the old fist shakers in baseball, but it was just another case of the best player in the game doing best player in the game things. How much did his home run shake things up for you over the weekend?
I was keeping an eye on it. This kid has my attention, and I don't know if I'd care that much if it wasn't for Goose and Bench and Oscar Robertson and the Curmudgeon Patrol. I'm going to give it an 8. Plus, just physically, the shot itself moved things a little bit.
The Zers looked very much done against the Clippers. Dame and CJ couldn't shoot. Lillard was dribbling balls off his foot. The role players were terrible. No one could hit an open outside shot. By the way, they were wide open. They were down 2-0 in the series. Then they returned to Portland and everything was fine again. Game 3 featured the real Slim Shady. Dame and CJ playing like Dame and CJ. And guys like Mo Harkless were blocking shots and dunking the ball. All of a sudden, the regular season Blazers decided to make an appearance. Now the series is 2-1 and the Blazers are back in it with a chance to even things up. How much did Portland's win rank for you?
Huge. I'm going to go 8.5 on that one. I wanted to see a series. I wanted to see this young team take an important step forward, and man, they did.
Josh Norman signed with the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Then over the weekend, found out why. He wanted to sign the franchise tender, fired his agent to be able to do it. Then the Panthers owner said it was too late because he wasn't going to pay Norman over $11 million per season. So Norman got overpaid by Dan Snyder and is happy anyways, other than, you know, having to face Odell Beckham Jr. twice in a season. How much did Josh Norman's signing with Washington and the whole story breaking rank for you?
That wasn't that big a deal. He's a corner. He's still a one-hit wonder. So I'm going to give it a 5.5. It is the NFL and it is the NFC East. All right. I was just running some numbers here. This is kind of astounding. We talked about Byron Scott, his 2 years as coach, lost 126 games. Magic Johnson's first 5 years with the Lakers, they lost 127.
Wow.
One more. Wow. Wait, it gets better. Then they went on a run through 1990 where they lost a total of 121 over 6 seasons. They lost less games during the last 6 years of the Magic Johnson era than 2 years under Byron Scott. Can't believe he got fired.
I'm a little curious why Kobe Bryant's getting such a pass for all of this, too.
Shouldn't be.
He really probably shouldn't, right?
But wasn't it more the front office who paid him that dough over 2 years coming off an injury? And just because they were desperate, they knew they weren't catching San Antonio, OKC, the team across the locker room, or obviously Golden State.
This really probably should have been a situation where a guy spends the last year or two of his career in another city.
Yeah,
you know, if it were anybody other than the Lakers and Kobe Bryant, that's probably how it would have gone down.
Well, the year before, Kobe's last full year with D'Antoni, I remember they went 27-55 when he got hurt. I mean, they have now not won 50 games since 2011. That's an obscene 5 full seasons for this franchise.